This is The World. I'm Lisa Mullins. 30 years ago, as Benjamin Braddock learned in The Graduate, plastics was the way to go. Nowadays, I have one word for you. One word. Computers. Not only are many graduates going into the field, so are more and more immigrants who are finding high-tech a high-speed way of entering the American workforce. Josh Brockman introduces us to some new arrivals on our shores who are learning a new language.
Right, so starting position and now operators after starting position.
Keystroke by keystroke, immigrants in New York are developing fluency in computer languages. Demand for skilled computer workers is attracting immigrants to the United States and convincing those already here to switch careers.
It's a fast-growing market, so the job opportunities are excellent.
Byron Yu, an immigrant from Taiwan, is president of Novax, a technical school in Midtown Manhattan that offers computer courses and job counseling to immigrants.
The pays are higher, much higher than average in this industry, and also requires only a short time to get into it with intensive training.
Yu says his immigrant students are finding that a keyboard and mouse will help them find a technical job faster than an English class.
So instead of learning English, which might take might take a year, 2 years, 3 years to do, computer programming or network management might take only 3 months to learn.
This drive has a primary partition. The name of it is MS-DOS.
More than 3,000 students from countries like India, Russia, China, Malaysia, Indonesia, Hong Kong, and Taiwan have been trained at Novax over the last 5 years. Business is booming. Courses are offered at all hours of the day, which means you students can study after work or in between jobs.
I love programming, actually. That's why I took my course there. And money, yes, you can make money in this field, too.
24-year-old Susan Kurian arrived from Kerala, India 4 months ago with a master's in computer science, but no practical experience. She says she's willing to start at the bottom here in the U.S.
And you can, progress in your step up the ladder, too. You don't have to just stay in one position. And you can learn, because there are always new technologies coming around. So you can learn and improve yourself.
About 17 miles away in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, Centurion Software Associates is also drawing crowds of immigrants. 23-year-old Yelena Lechtman, president of Centurion, helps many immigrants from Russia and the former Soviet republics break into the computer world by starting from scratch.
The majority of people have no experience with computers at all. So we have to start with the basics, and the keyboarding, and how to save programs, how to move files from one place to another, things like that, and then move up to the more professional level.
One. Yeah, you're starting with the first layer, right?
Yeah.
And then you want to select two first layers. So
yeah.
this shows you that start position.
Two.
Lechtman, who arrived in the U.S. in 1990 from Odessa, Ukraine, fondly remembers one new student who mistook a CD-ROM drive for a cup holder. Originally, the business catered to Russian immigrants with computer backgrounds who wanted to update their skills for the American marketplace. But the pool of students has changed. Now, they come from all walks of life and experience. Inside Vladimir Sorokos' computer class, Sasha Bey listens carefully. Bey came from the Republic of Kazakhstan 12 years ago and has worked as a porter, doorman, truck driver, messenger, and now is an accountant. Bey didn't go to a university, and he hopes that his classes at Centurion will help him start a career in computers.
I think it's creative. You know, it's not something you do with your hands. It's you get a chance to use your brain, and it attracts me.
123 West 90.
Boris Valadarsky drives part-time for a car service while he studies computer programming at Centurion. His work and studies consume more than 80 hours a week, but he hopes to learn more computer languages and then find a job as a programmer.
You don't have that much opportunity in New York here. It's not a lot of factories, no. I used to work on factory shrunk, and I got fired.
A programmer's job also means long hours, but Valadarsky is focused on what he needs to do to get out of the driver's seat.
You have to learn every day new stuff, because it's growing, it's developing. You cannot finish your education once. You have to learn every day something new.
For Boris Volodarsky and other immigrants, learning something new about computers almost guarantees them a secure job. Computer industry studies point to nearly 350,000 information technology jobs currently unfilled, and the Department of Labor estimates that the industry will generate more than 1.3 million new jobs by the year 2006. That means that Boris Volodarsky and other immigrants like him are much more likely to be running a hard drive than driving hard for a living. For The World, this is Joshua Brockman in New York City.